As Julius Caesar continued to consolidate power, a significant portion of the Roman Senate began to feel increasingly marginalized and alarmed. The Senate, traditionally the ruling body of the Roman Republic, saw its influence wane as Caesar took on more executive authority, bypassing many of the checks and balances that had previously restrained individual power. Caesar's appointment as dictator for life in early 44 BC was particularly unsettling for the senatorial class. This unprecedented move effectively made Caesar the supreme ruler of Rome, a position that many feared would lead to the establishment of a monarchy, anathema to the Roman Republic's values. The traditional aristocracy, who prided themselves on their lineage and role in governing the Republic, felt their status and influence were being eroded by Caesar's centralization of power. Moreover, Caesar's reforms, which included expanding the Senate by adding his supporters and reducing the power of old aristocratic families, were viewed as direct threats to the established order. The Senate, already wary of Caesar's ambitions, began to see him not as a temporary ruler, but as a tyrant who intended to dismantle the Republic in favor of his personal rule. These growing fears of Caesar's absolute control set the stage for increasing discontent and laid the groundwork for the eventual conspiracy against him.